Podcast Viewfinder.
Forgive me, I feel it again, the call from light. Supreme Leader senses it. Show me again the power of the darkness, and I'll let nothing stand in our way. Show me, and I will finish what you started. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
This is Andrew.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 38.
38.
That's a good episode. Andrew, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks.
It's been a while.
I know.
Your last episode was this summer at camp.
The camp edition.
We were at middle school camp.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
In the studio this time.
Yeah. Our office.
Not a camp dorm room.
Yeah.
It's way quieter. Better sound quality.
Yes, and there's not that random kid that shows up and just talks. All right, so this is our last episode before Christmas.
Yeah.
Not of the year.
Since Christmas is 3 days away, yes.
Yes, we're recording this on Tuesday because...
And you'll be hearing it on Wednesday.
I took off yesterday because I had to go see Star Wars before we recorded. So, Andrew and I went last night.
Sort of.
Well, we had tickets, and then Andrew was like, hey, can I be on the podcast? I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about Star Wars. Have you seen it? He said, no, but I have to go late. I was like, well, we're going at 9:45. So we went and saw... Okay, I don't know where you're listening from. We're in Evansville, and there's a place called the Royal Suite, which is part
Sounds
of our movie
good.
Theater. That's like, I they have these in other places too, right?
They're, I think so.
Is the Royal
or
Suite
or something like it? I'm not sure if they're called Royal Suite.
Yeah. So you basically have recliners. You can order, like, they bring you food and drinks, and it was really nice.
It's awesome,
and it's the best. Like the sound.
Oh, it's crazy.
Like it shakes you. James, you
is
love
it that much better?
It is incredible. like when TIE fighters fly by, you like feel it in your soul.
So there's no reason not to ever go.
I jumped a few times. Well, I mean,
besides them not showing the movie,
it costs a little bit more, but it's worth it.
How much more?
It was $14. You said,
yeah.
So $14.
Okay.
They bring you, and actually, I was really surprised at the service. The lady, like that was our waitress, was great.
She was exceptional, huh?
Well, yeah, because they come out at the beginning, they explain everything. She's like, hey, this is what's going to happen, because we'd never been there before, so she was like, tell me what's going to happen. And then, yeah, they brought them popcorn and drinks.
Yeah, you ordered some good popcorn and
drinks. I did. Well, yeah, I got the normal
movie
beer.
Well, it's $9.45. You're not going to eat.
You got cheese fries.
I got cheese fries.
And they were good.
With real bacon.
And then I pushed the button.
Oh,
I thought I got to come tell her to like bring me a drink. She had a Mountain Dew in hand. She just came, brought me another Mountain Dew. It was awesome.
How'd she even know?
Because that's what he had ordered, but he needed a refill. So she just came out and brought it to him.
That's right. But anyway,
was that distracting during the film?
It actually wasn't. I thought it was going to be. I mean, there's people walking by on occasion, but not much. So I thought it was going to be more distracting.
Hmm. Okay. But back to the point, right? So I get online. He tells me where they're sitting. You have to like reserve your seats.
Yeah, the reserve seats, which is nice. I do like reserve seating. So.
I do too. But the seats next to him are taken, and there's one seat like between where he was and where I could get. So we're like, well, maybe the guy will move if we ask him, tell him I'm with you guys or whatever.
Well, he did move already because I was sitting in the seat that he had reserved. So he moved closer to the middle, though, so I don't think he minded. But then Andrew didn't ask him.
He had already, like, ordered his food, and I didn't want to be like, hey, buddy, can you move over?
And then she'd come out.
We learned that James isn't the only person that goes to the movies alone.
Yeah, this guy.
And this guy was here.
Now, okay, I make an exception for Star Wars. Like, I understand you go see Star Wars by yourself, but Tomorrowland, that was the movie James
should
go see by himself.
That's true.
Wait.
But now I understand it Tomorrowland because you don't want people to know that you went. That would be so awful. But, yes, that guy.
And he got to eat, too.
He had Star Wars. So we'll talk about Star Wars. Should we just talk about it now? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to spoil everything. So if you haven't seen Star Wars yet, come back in like 10 minutes or fast forward 10, 15 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how long we're talking about it. Okay. All right. So Star Wars, spoilers are going to happen. So if you haven't seen it or you want to see it and don't want spoilers, then don't listen right now. But
turn it off for the next
hour. All right. Let's talk about what we liked first.
All right. Okay. Go, Andrew, since you're the guest.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
I wasn't.
Have you seen
that? But I am now.
He's a believer.
This is like how Star Wars was intended.
Have you seen the old ones?
I've seen them.
So you've seen all
but
six.
But it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. No, I just wasn't like in love.
But that was the thing for me. Like, I haven't seen them in a long time. I did go to a Star Wars convention for the second one. Yeah, I am. I'm okay with that. So it's been a while since I've seen the original trilogy. And when I say original trilogy, I mean New Hope.
Oh, you mean the good ones.
The good ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so you, why was this one so exceptional, in your opinion?
Well, I just remember watching the old ones and thinking, like, the graphics are corny.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can't hold that against
them. I do, though. I have a hard time. Yeah. I don't care.
If anything, those are good graphics for that time.
Well, I'm sure they were, but I'm spoiled.
But now, yeah.
But when you go and you sit there and you see them fly by, and the storyline was great. It kind of tied everything together with the old movies and the new movies.
So, I think the reason people like this is because of the nostalgia effect.
Yeah.
So, when you had the first three, I don't know how to, like, the... So, one, two, three, episodes one, two, and three, Phantom Menace and the other ones. I don't even remember what the other ones were. They tried to bring a little bit of nostalgia in it because you're like, you know, it's their origin stories. But yeah. Like, so you kind of see C-3PO, like, in his beginning stages. You see some stuff or whatever. But they didn't have... Like, the pedigree. Like, this one, like, Han Solo?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford was in this a lot. I didn't, like, I thought they would, like, make appearances, you know? But he was, like, a main...
He was.
...part of the whole... I was like, oh, he's gonna be in this a lot. Which was good. So, yeah. So, they brought the nostalgia factor. The other thing that happened in the 1, 2, and 3 were too much computer graphics.
I think so.
So, it was, like... It was like, this one did a good job of... Like, that BB-8 was a real, that little robot guy.
Yeah, they made it just for this. It was really cool what they did with him.
What do you mean?
How they made him. They're talking about it. You can buy the little ones.
Yeah.
The little ones are basically a tiny version of him. Of how it actually works.
Yeah, our friend bought one of those. So, if you haven't seen them, like, they're really cool. I don't know how that little head stays on. Is it magnets?
It is magnets. Now, I was reading an article on that, nostalgia. So, it talks about the Force Awakens shows the joys and limits of fulfilled nostalgia. Because how many other movies don't do enough of the nostalgia? Like, they throw what's been happened into the trash can. They don't even bring it up.
Yeah.
And so they miss it.
Like the Die Hard movies? Like, what are you doing? Like, what other... Because this is such, like, a beloved franchise.
Oh, yeah. When Disney bought Star Wars, people were freaking out. They didn't know what to...
They didn't think it was a
lot of people I know that are, like, huge Star Wars fans were scared. You know, it's like, you're messing with hallowed grounds, you know? It's just, this is...
So, did George Lucas have anything to do with these?
No, I don't think so.
Did he give any insight or input?
What did he make, like...
$5 billion?
$2 billion?
I don't know.
He didn't make enough.
Yeah, well...
Well, the one movie, they're going to make $1 billion, easy.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that. I mean...
But...
You don't have to worry about it. Like, you're done. You don't have
That's
to.
True.
You don't have to create anything. You don't have to promote anything. You don't have to. You're done. You just idea you had in the 70s.
He didn't have to. He could have just been like, here, Abrams. You know what? Work on this film for me.
All right.
So this one got
a 95.
Yeah, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
but it's the all time opening weekend, the highest, right?
Yes,
$247 million
domestic.
Second, just in the U.S. So the second one was Jurassic World with $208 million, which said it earlier this year. Which, okay, so Jurassic World, same thing? The nostalgia factor, did they put...
Cause they did plenty.
Yeah, because Jurassic World kind of threw back to the Jurassic Park and what was good about it. So here's my thing, though. Jurassic World is basically like Jurassic Park, kind of a remake of it. Like, right? It's pretty much the same.
Basically.
Yeah, and so I feel like The Force Awakens was very, like a lot of the main plot points.
There's nothing new under the sun. Come on.
I know. It was very similar to A New Hope. Like, oh, there's a big Star Destroyer thing, and this time instead of shooting one bullet and blowing up a planet,
it shoots five
bullets and blows up... Is it the five planets or just, like, moons and then the planet? I thought it was, like, you blew up the moons and the planet.
I don't know, yeah.
It just blows up. And it blew up like... Wait, was it the city planet from the first
one? No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It's a new city planet.
All right, it was something.
But it doesn't even matter because it showed it for 5 seconds.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, they're dead.
I feel bad for them, but
I wasn't
not
really
that bad.
Well, here's the problem. Everything is happening within the same solar system. How do they not realize that they have a massive weapon planet?
That made a sun go out.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
Like, wait, did they...
How did we not see this happening? This took years to build. And yet... What? I thought it was crazy that they're on... So this happens. They're on the planet. Harrison Ford's looking up, and he's watching these lasers move in the sky, destroy these other planets.
Yeah.
In what universe are all these habitable worlds that close together?
In a galaxy obviously far, far away.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
That's what's brilliant about that, because they say, in a galaxy far, far away, so everything's...
Everything's in play.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, they invented it.
I felt like that movie, this, I don't know. It was good. That made me think of that. That was my thought.
Okay, here's the one...
Life on other planets?
Not life on other planets.
Here's the thing that, like, I don't know if it bothered me, but there's one plot point that I'm like, okay, it wasn't that big of a deal, but it kind of was. So it's the bad lady that's like
the bad lady.
She's kind of in charge of the stormtroopers. Yeah, the commander. Okay, first of all, you don't ever see her.
She's a robot.
You think so?
Yeah, they said they're going to put you in a dump or something. They made a reference to the old one, but she is. You can tell by how she talked.
Okay, well, so, all right, so she goes. Yeah, anyways, so they take her.
Yep.
And, that makes it even less believable she's a robot.
Why?
So the part where they take her and they're like, take down the shields.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. If she's a robot, who cares? Like, then kill
me. That's true.
But she's not like that. Obviously, robots aren't. That's not how robots work, man.
Oh, yeah, because it's a galaxy far, far away. So, I don't think she was a robot.
She was!
Let's look it up right now. Okay, is that lady a robot? So that whole scene, okay, she's like, all right, I'm going to take down the shields and let you destroy the whole entire thing. Instead of saying, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, because that one guy was protecting the map, and he's like, okay. Because she seemed more loyal... like throughout the movie than that one moment where she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not gonna, like, it's my life versus this whole entire planet.
That did seem pretty easy to
take down the shields. Down. Yeah, that's the thing that I was like, oh, like if there had been like a struggle or they had to figure it out, or something where, but instead they're like, we're going to shoot you. She's like, okay, here, let me take down the shields so you can blow up this entire thing.
You'll never get away with it.
That has the energy of the sun inside it. Like, come on. So that was the one thing that kind of bothered me a little bit. But, the whole... So, I also didn't realize that Bane was going to be in this movie as Kylo Ren. Master Skywalker. Yeah, he had the same voice as Bane. I was like waiting for Batman to show up. I was like... Mr. Wayne, there's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne. But yeah, it was Bane's voice. I'm like, why is Bane in every movie? And the other thing was like, you didn't need to disguise his voice because it wasn't anybody that we knew. Like that's like I was thinking like, okay, it's gonna be Chewbacca's brother.
So
I don't know. Like yeah, cause all right. What
did you see this? So I followed John Acuff.
Okay. And I like John Acuff.
He posted a Twitter picture.
Shout out to John Acuff. Thanks.
Yeah.
He's probably a listener of the show.
John. So he pushed this and he says, I don't wish this for anybody, but he finds an article that says 40 unforgivable plot holes in Star Wars. He says, I hope that never comes up at your dinner table.
Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, is that real? Like, did he actually... Because some of the stuff, I'm like, is this real? Who does this? Who puts this stuff out?
Oh, tons of people do that. Like, every time a movie comes out, people make up, oh, I haven't watched... how it should have ended. They made one.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to watch that later.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
But keep going. So
he posts this.
Don't read all 40. Right, just give me a few of them.
All right. Here you
go. All right.
Ready for this?
Yeah, hurry. Just a few.
Rey, the girl, becomes nearly as effective a force user
yeah.
in a few hours as Luke Skywalker in a few years. So you're like, huh. I agree with that. All of a sudden, she just becomes amazing. I'm like, wait. She's like... She can move lightsabers now.
Because
she's like, and you're like, what? Why didn't he just reach out and grab it as it passed by? He tried.
He thought it was coming to him, and then it goes past him.
Yeah, it almost hits him in the face.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh.
What else?
Kylo Ren, a powerful force user, fights a lightsaber duel with an ex-janitor who has never held a lightsaber.
Okay. But... If you're a janitor, and James, you've done maintenance work.
Yeah.
How often do you take, like, the brooms and like, pretend they're swords?
I do, all the time. That's all I do. I don't actually work.
In the first scene, I mean, he's not cleaning up. He's going out killing people. So, I mean, he has been trained to kill.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they trained the stormtroopers. So, they got rid of the clones. Now,
yeah, and the stormtroopers that they brainwashed the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's more, my brother said this, he said it's just more cost effective.
To brainwash children?
Just to have the kids instead of cloning. And they last longer. Because the clones only last about 10 years.
But then they become traitors.
Yeah, but then you can think for yourself. That's a problem.
That's a downfall, yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about this one? The wily Han Solo loses track of his most prized possession, the Millennium Falcon, for more than a dozen years. He has no idea where it is in the entire galaxy. When you lose something in your house, that's bad. When you lose something on your planet, you kiss it goodbye and you pray for a miracle. But when you lose something in the entire galaxy, you just get on with your life. And yet, less than a minute after Rey begins piloting the Falcon, Han looks out the window of the crater and says, oh, there it is.
Well, he said he's been trying to track it.
Yeah, he's been trying to find it. Hadn't been turned on.
Once it's turned on, he can track it. Yeah.
I thought that was
some of those plot holes, I think we can explain.
Yeah. Because we just did.
Yeah.
Take that, Acuff. Did he come up with them, or was it somebody else came up with them?
No, this is somebody else. Okay. Yeah, he didn't come up with them. This is Huffington Post.
All right. I don't know. But every movie's going to have plot holes.
That's true.
And I thought this one did a good job. There's some good... I don't know, like the throwback when Han and Leia see each other again. You're like, oh, they're back together. So, all right. Okay, here's a giant spoiler. So... Were you expecting Han Solo to die?
Like, not when he goes into the thing, but when he gets out there, I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, as soon as, like if you're going to be on a bridge with no rails in Star Wars, somebody's going to die on that bridge. So when he gets up there, when the kid said... So it's, Kylo Ren is Han Solo's son. So when his name's Ben.
What? I didn't know that.
So then when he goes, he's like, I need to do. It's like I need help doing what I can't do. As soon as you said that, you're like, okay, he's gonna be. It's him. So that opening quote. Since we're doing spoilers, he does say, "Show me grandfather, and I'll finish what you started." So, like, so is the girl though? Is Rey? You guys think she's Han Solo or Luke Skywalker's daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we don't know why she got left. Because I thought, because in like the lore that's not really whatever. So, I don't know. So we, like the stuff that, in like the lore that's not really the lore or whatever, they do stuff that is, like they have twins, right? Han Solo and Leia have twins. So some people thought that was going to be the twin sister, but Han would know if they had another kid. Like, Leia would be like, oh, I think do we have one or two kids? I'm not real sure.
That's true.
So, overall, I thought it was
Cool. Okay, I found a part about Captain Phasma. That's her name.
Okay, Captain Phasma.
It's supposed to be a big deal character in The Force Awakens. In the merchandising and casting are any indication, and yet, how bad of a commanding officer do you have to be? How thoroughly inept in military tactics and strategy to command the worst trained fighting force in the galaxy? The stormtroopers hit even less than their blasters in The Force Awakens than in any preceding Star Wars film. B, she's only in three scenes, in one of which she relays an order from Kylo Ren to initiate a massacre of innocents. Hardcore, and in another, she immediately surrenders to Han, Rey, and Finn as soon as they encounter her, and then does exactly everything they ask of her, making her character incomprehensibly. And in her third scene, she effectively reveals that Finn's character is incomprehensible. As she notes that he has, in fact, been trained since birth to obey all orders, and has never in his life disobeyed even a single order until the day he decides to act like he's never been trained, indoctrinated, or dehumanized at all. So,
all right. Well,
there you go.
Okay.
Captain Phasma. Not such a great...
character.
Yeah.
I agree, like, because that part was really weird with her. I don't know. Yeah, there was some inconsistencies, but that's going to happen. Overall, though, it was good. Like, Star Wars is back.
I think everyone's
dude, happy. For a new generation. Young people and old people, that's where they get it. Just like the new Jurassic World. It hits the old, but it raises up a next generation.
So they're excited about it. And,
It's promoted like crazy. Like, I'm annoyed at how much Star Wars stuff I see.
Annoyed?
This is why Disney does a good job,
You can't
though.
Go anywhere without seeing big Chewbacca pillow heads and Star Wars lunch boxes and Star Wars folders and Star Wars pencils and Star Wars toys and Star Wars shirts and Star Wars hats.
And then, like, Star Wars mac and cheese, Star Wars chips, like everything.
Yeah, food. Star Wars Mountain Dew.
Oh, hey, we're playing What is James Eating Right Now? That's, did you say that's going to be a new segment?
Yeah, so. What am I eating right now? So I am eating something. Can you hear it?
Ah, oh, gross. You're chewing.
I would turn this episode off right now.
I'm not the only one here. Okay. Everybody else is eating this.
I know, but listening to people eat drives me
crazy. No, we're not eating it. Like, you're the only one eating it while we're recording. Okay, I'm going to eat some because this stuff is good. This is a Crave beef jerky, sweet chipotle.
The best beef jerky I've ever had.
It is
had.
Crave, Krave. So
I can endorse this,
but they're not sponsors. But
it's gluten-free, good source of protein, and it's low fat. No artificial ingredients, minimally processed.
How awesome would it be if they were sponsoring every episode? We just got to eat beef jerky from them.
Okay, ton of worldview. In Star Wars.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Let me keep you on track.
Podcast right? Viewfinder is a podcast about the worldview. That's why I say Viewfinder. We help you find your worldview and look at pop culture and things going on in the world around you.
I couldn't help but see this darkness. I mean, and this is all Star Wars, right? Yeah. But this darkness of and light. Which side's going to overcome? Which side's going to win? And you see that internal struggle in that opening quote there. It's like I feel goodness in me.
I feel again the call from the light. Show me again the power of the darkness.
Ooh,
I'll let nothing stand in the way.
So this internal struggle of our, I mean, I think it makes you think: are humans good, or are they ultimately bad, or do we have good in us and bad in us, or?
So is the. Because there's always balance, right, in the Force.
There's balance in the Force, yeah.
So, if there's somebody that's bad, there's somebody that's equally good.
Yeah, but then that's like yin and yang.
Yeah, so there's always a balance.
Yeah.
So, why does the dark side always keep trying to throw it off balance? Because they're not going to, because the Force always balances itself out. When they do that, then we have that lady, Rey or whatever, then she all of a sudden gets really good at her Force powers, because she has to, right then. She brainwashes that guy. Come over here.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And drop your gun. I'll drop my gun.
I will tighten these restraints.
There's really good humor moments. There's one guy. So the other good thing about the Royal Suite is it's 18 and older. So you can't. There's not little kids in there. But there's some dude in the back.
21.
Is it 21?
No, I think it's
18.
I thought because they served alcohol, it's 21. But
does he serve alcohol at restaurants?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was 18. But the guy, there's like some guy in the back like yelling.
He was like talking the whole time.
He's like, oh, yeah!
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Shut up. I paid extra. Actually, I didn't pay. My brother, sister-in-law bought it for me. So.
Aw.
Yeah, I never want to go see a movie in a normal, like, I want to. I'm like,
I told my wife, like,
reclining chairs. Oh, okay, so back to worldview.
So the balance and the Force.
Yeah, So there's always been, like, the darkness is always trying to, like, overpower. And that's the thing, though, about these. Like, the dark side always seems more powerful than the light side.
Because it's all on one. It's all in one person or two people. That's always been the emphasis on the light, or the dark side, is there can only be the rule of one Sith.
So
it's all coming together in one person, so you're just seeing them overpowered.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, but the bad people have a giant planet that sucks up the power of a sun and then blows up planets and their moons, whereas, like, the light side has Chewbacca. Like, I mean, it's like,
he's got a really powerful gun.
Yeah, his bow. He's like, I like this thing. Yeah, so, what's going to happen? Because it's always like, oh, it's always balanced, so it's hard to, like, you know, like, it's going to balance out in the end. So the light side's not going to... So why do they fight all the time if it's like, okay, we're...
Well, let's just work together.
Yeah. And so what's the appeal of the dark side? Just more power? Is it more powerful?
More power. And lightning.
Enlightening.
I have lightning. I can shoot you with lightning.
It's true.
I mean, who wouldn't want that? You get a cool red lightsaber. And a mask. So all of these things add up to awesomeness.
Awesome.
The power of the dark side.
Okay, so here's a normal movie ticket is $10.50, and then the Royal Suite is $14. So you're paying $3.50 more for a much better experience, in my opinion, right? Because you got better sound. The sound is that's what I love about good movies, like the sound. So the sound is better. You got a reclining chair.
Yeah.
$3.50 isn't that much.
It's worth it. Totally.
Yeah. That's the same price as IMAX.
That's what I was telling Yeah, that's what I was telling
somebody. So, I would, I mean, I'm fine with that. Okay. Back, sorry, I had to look that up because I was like, that's good. It's a good price.
But it's really interesting because I read somewhere like Star Wars comes from like an Eastern idea that God is both part of the good side
and the bad
and
side.
The bad side. Does God have bad in him?
Oh.
You know, I was addressing this, you know, recently. We were talking about why bad things happen to good people, and this got brought up, and Star Wars kind of got brought up in the midst of it because maybe God is part bad and part good, but that doesn't really make sense on its face whenever you look at, you know.
Yeah, because you like ultimate good can't also be ultimate evil. So that's what the Force is always weird, because it's like, what is it really? Like, okay, yeah, there's
yin and yang, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's just stuff out there. Yeah, but it's not like a... Okay, so this is according to Wikipedia.
Oh, that's good.
The Force was an energy field that connected all living things in the galaxy. The power of the Force could be used by individuals who were sensitive to it, a power that was tapped through the midichlorians. So that's one of the quotes. Because there's a lot of good humor in this. And so that Finn guy is like, hey, we'll do it. We'll just use the Force. Yeah. And Han Solo's like, that's not how it works.
Not how the Force works.
But it's almost like, but with Christianity sometimes, with like people like, oh, well, would you, like, God will just fix it. And like, wait, that's not how God works. Like, it's not just this magical fixer of things. And I mean, we're getting close to Christmas. And that's kind of the idea. Like, sometimes we think God is like Santa Claus. If we do enough good stuff, then he'll just give us what right. we ask for. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, Andrew's been good this year, so, I mean, I'm going to answer his prayer and, like, he's going to get a raise at his job. Or, like, or right. you know, like, there's these things that we're like, all right, if I do this, then God's going to provide for me this way. And it's kind of like that with the, I don't know, when he said that quote in the Force, he's like, I will just use the Force. He's like, that's not
how it works.
That's not how it works. And I think that's how people... You God sometimes that's like, if I just do these things and God's going to make it all better. And then you're like, wait, my life still has bad things happen. Like you said, that conversation you're having. Yeah. And so, I don't know. That's what I always struggle with. Because my daughter's 4, and I'm like, okay, do I start showing her the Star Wars movies? Because this whole Force thing, it's kind of weird, right? It like, is. And it's hard to explain, but like, and I don't want my kids to think like, oh, the Force is God, because it's exactly. not, and all that. So, same reason I probably won't let them watch Avatar: The Last Airbender for a long time. Dude, that cartoon is my favorite, but it's got a lot of Eastern, yeah, it's like chakras and chi and all that crazy stuff. But it's an amazing cartoon. Have you ever seen them? All of them?
Not all of them.
Oh, wow, fantastic! James, you watched them all, right? Avatar. Last Airbender. I recommend yes. Avatar The Last Airbender. Not for children, but it's so good.
Why not for children?
I just said, because the Eastern philosophies... Well,
how old's a child? Like, 17?
Yeah, 18 and older.
Another worldview that kind of like stood out to me, not necessarily Star Wars itself, but how much we're willing to spend... That's so much money in one weekend.
That went to
people watching a movie.
$247 million.
In the U.S., like, think about what we could do with $247 million outside of
watching
a movie.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, like, popcorn, like, other sales of stuff.
Yeah, and that doesn't include buying stuffed animals or lightsabers or...
Yeah, any of the merchandise.
Yeah, games.
I got Battlefront.
You did?
And Fallout 4.
Wait,
hold on. Okay, wait. Let's pause. All right. No more spoilers for Star Wars. Okay.
No more.
So
welcome back.
We don't know that.
Welcome
Are we
back
to Star Wars.
We'll talk about some stuff, but we'll keep it spoiler free from here.
We'll talk sensitively.
Okay. Do you guys think that Star Wars is going to be a Jurassic World for long term?
Is it going to beat it out? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Even with comparing merchandise and things like that.
Oh, merchandise? Yeah, merchandise. Star
even
Wars.
Even with raptor claws.
Even with raptor claws. Okay, so we're switching gears. We're going to talk about Christmas stuff now. Because the whole spending money thing is huge. My brother's in town, and so we had Christmas with him yesterday. He's leaving today again. So my brother lives in New York with his wife and kid. So they came down, now they're going to her side of the family. So we had our Christmas yesterday, and I got Battlefront and Fallout 4. Which I haven't played either one yet.
Basically, you're not going to have a life.
Yeah. And then my sister got me this board game called... Oh, I forgot what it's called. The Dead Rise. The Dead of Winter? Was that the name of it?
No, that's way different.
I don't know. Okay, but it's this board game. But it's one of those long board games. So, like, the short end of it... Like, because there's different missions in the board game. So, it's like 1 hour up to 4 hours. So 210 minutes, like 60 minutes to 210 wow. minutes. It's like, that is a long game. I know, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's like a zombie game.
So we're going to try it out.
Yeah, soon. Yeah, because it's a zombie game, but it's like Dead of Winter. That's the name of it. Is that what I said? I thought I said that. So, So Dead of Winter, I'm excited about playing that board game. Because it's a zombie game, but then, like, so you're trying to survive as a group. But then each person has, like, special hidden missions that you've got to accomplish to win the game. So you might be, like, trying to sabotage people, and they don't know it.
So you're like, kill Bobby.
Yeah. One of them is, like, collect 3, like, cans of food and have that at the end of the game because you're a hoarder or something. I don't know.
Wow, 3 cans.
No, but it's hard to get stuff, though. You, like, have to go to a store. There's, like, different stuff. So I don't know. I haven't really read too much about it, but I'm excited. So... All right, back to the money thing. Because at Christmas, we're like, presents, right? I mean, that's
the big... I mean, that is the big takeaway. It's not... I don't think it's trees. I think it's the presents underneath the trees.
What?
That's what we think about when we think about Christmas.
We think about...
More people celebrate Christmas because of the...
Stuff you get.
Yeah. I mean, it's more memorable. That's what... If you ask a kid, what are you looking forward to for Christmas? Oh, presents. Yeah.
Andrew, you found a great article. Parents, we should quit Christmas... Tell, like, what gives the gist of that article?
Well, I was looking at how much is going to be spent on Christmas this year, and I found an article that said, like, around $465 billion will be spent on Christmas, and the average person spends like $700 by themselves.
So that's almost twice of what the Star Wars opening was.
$465 billion.
Wait. Billion, not million.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot more.
$465 billion.
Yeah, that is a lot more.
Dollars. That's a mind-blowing number. So anyway, I was kind of doing some research and just looking at how much money's going to be spent, because it's crazy to me that much money's going to be spent. This lady writes this opinion article kind of saying basically we should quit Christmas, and she's not necessarily talking about, she's not religious. She says
I'm not a Christian. Yeah. So it's not a we need to quit Christmas because it's too consumerism, and we're leaving Jesus out of it. Right. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not even talking about religion. She's like,
she's part of the force.
Just what are we teaching our kids basically by buying them whatever they want, you know, and teaching them, all right, you got to go ask this person,
the man in the suit,
tell them what you want for Christmas, and then we'll show up and we'll spend hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars buying stuff for people, and we buy for family. And she really brings a good point. She says, are we even really buying gifts for people because we want them to be happy? Or are we buying gifts for people because we want to feel good about what we get for people?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, and I like this quote. She says, people will talk about, like, they need gifts to get this person or that person. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars buying things their friends and families don't need so they can show they care, I guess. This is this lady I'm quoting. Or maybe it's just to show that they can. This is a very real question about whether much of the Christmas spirit involves truly selfless giving. Ooh. Or narcissistic self-indulgence masked as generosity.
So, I just got a present today.
Yeah?
From you.
I
so, which one is it, Chris?
It's narcissistic self-indulgence. Like, yeah, I would feel good about myself, so got you some beef jerky, which I got to eat. So
yeah,
you shared.
Great. I did.
But I found this article very interesting because a lot of times we think of, like, oh, the reason that it's so commercialized and that we have Santa and all that stuff is because the non-Christians want to be able to participate in this Christian holiday because we're celebrating Jesus' birth, but they want to get in on it and... all this stuff. But she's like, no, like, we're teaching them all this bad stuff. They visit some guy dressed up as Santa because they've been told a lie that he'll bring them stuff they want. So I'm like, oh, It's just interesting that she's writing it from a non-religious standpoint and saying, like, we're, like, teaching kids and the next generation that the best things about Christmas are, like, we get stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, we should, instead of what we get, it's like, hey, how much have we given to charity? How much volunteers hours have we put in at different places and all that stuff? And so that's a good point. I took my daughter Quincy, my 4-year-old. We went to Toys R Us to buy a gift for her sister, so she got to. Aww. So Quincy's looking around for a gift for Sunny. She got this little furry thing. Sunny, if you're listening, don't listen right now. But she like is this little furry. Unless it's after Christmas. It's like a little stuffed animal thing or whatever. But like in the process, like she saw all these like Frozen castles.
Yeah.
From Frozen and was really excited about it. So we're leaving, and Quincy's like, asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, maybe some video games. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what to say. So I asked her what she wanted for Christmas. And so she starts listing all the things we just saw at Toys R Us. She's like, oh, I really like that castle. She's like, if I don't get the real tall one, then the one that had like the little piano in it with like all these, all the characters. I'm like, okay. Well, it's like, hey, if you don't get those things, because Quincy, if you're listening, you're not getting those things. Because we already have her gifts and stuff at this point. But we're like, okay. I was like, but even if you don't get that stuff, like, we still want you to be happy because it's not about, like, whatever. And she goes, you know, I don't want anything for Christmas. I just want to be with my family. Oh, and wow. I'm like, aww. Like, I just, like,
you know. Grand dad moment.
Yeah, I know. Your heart melts. You're like, ah, this is fantastic, right? You're like, of course we're going to get you the castle now. But
she knew that she was playing you already yeah, before.
She's like, well, if I just say. But yeah, but the way she said it, like, it was genuine. So on Christmas, I'm going to say, hey, you just said you want to spend time with the family, so we didn't get you anything. And I'll see how she responds. Just to see if she was telling the truth.
Well, my son's 2. I have a 2.5-year-old, and he's already like.
Is that your oldest? Way out?
Yeah, my oldest is 2.5.
Yeah.
And then I have a 1-year-old, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Isaiah's now this year is like.
Getting it.
I want stuff. So, I want. Yeah. I want a farm. I want a farm. I want a farm. Like he keeps talking about this farm. We saw at a toy store.
Okay.
2.5 months ago.
So it's not like going to go like a real farm.
He's getting it, but like he sees it. He sees us wrap it up, but I don't think he gets this idea, and it's really confusing to him. It's like, well, you're going to get that on Christmas. And it's like he almost like doesn't want like Christmas because that means he has to wait to get all the toys that he wants. So
give him my stuff now.
And it's hard because you don't want to be like. All right, you're not getting anything for Christmas. We're not going to do presents. We're not going to have a tree. But at the same time, are we teaching our kids? Like, this lady brings a good point. Are we teaching our kids that, you know...
We only... What? Was she... Like, the commercialism...
Is...
Yeah, the only way that you feel good is you get lots of stuff.
More stuff, more stuff, more stuff.
And give stuff. And there's a song I've heard on the radio. It's like, don't get me... I think he says the crap word. he's like, don't give me useless crap for Christmas. And he's like, I don't want a singing fish. I don't want. Oh, and he's like, he goes through and just lists all the stuff that like are typical gifts that you get people. You don't know what to get them. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna just get like, I don't know. And because you feel obligated, right? Because my brother and his sister-in-law, like that's a problem each year. Because I'm like, I don't really know what to get them because one. He doesn't need stuff, but they live in an apartment in New York, so they don't have a lot of room for stuff. They have a child, so like we can't really get them a ton of stuff. They don't have storage, right? Like they live in an apartment, it's a small apartment. So I'm like, okay, I don't even know what to get them. So we get them stuff that they eat right there. So we're like, oh, I got you some cheese and salami, you know, because they like that. But it's like. I don't know what to get you. Like, I can get them gift cards, but they've got enough stuff. So it's like, how do I show them that I appreciate them without it being like I'm buying you presents, right? Like,
right.
And that's where it gets hard because you're like, I don't know if, like, I want them to feel loved, but I don't want to get them more stuff that they're not going to use, right? So what do you do? James, what do you do in that situation?
You're the expert, right?
No, I'm not. You guys are the experts. You're the ones who know what's going on.
James didn't even pay attention. All right.
I wasn't paying attention to that part. Because you're talking about kids. I'm like, I don't got kids.
No, but like we're talking about giving gifts to people. Like, you have a large family.
Yeah.
So do you feel obligated to give everybody presents? Or how
okay,
that...
here's... So, no.
How many brothers does you have?
Switch it up. We'd say, hey, you know what? We are going to compromise. Everybody draws a name. So we draw a name. And so you don't have to worry, because otherwise, hey, what's Andrew eating? Because otherwise, they're like, well, there goes $300. And so actually, I've been put in this situation again, where yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, Mackenzie's brother and one of her sisters gave me a gift, right? And I'm like, oh, gift, right? But now I'm like, oh, well, I have to buy them, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, but then what about the parents? And then what about the stepbrothers and sister? And so I'm like, there's like 10 people right there. So, yeah, I'm in that predicament because I don't want them to be like, well, he wasn't thinking about me. And I mean, we just do it differently in my household. But
so you draw names and do one person. Cause yeah. Oh, you have, wait, how many brothers and sisters?
Well, there's 8 of us. And then kids, they have, and then parents. And so what we do is everybody throws in money for parents.
But then your nieces and nephews.
And I don't buy anything for nieces and nephews. What they do there is they draw names for them. So the parents, the kids of my brothers and sisters will draw each other's names, and they'll get something for their like one cousin.
Okay.
And so that makes it manageable, right? And you don't get as many gifts, sure, but you're not poor.
And that's not. And that's not what this. It's not about. Gifts.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, Christmas is not about gifts.
But in this lady's not. Like,
what are you talking about? You're crazy.
It isn't.
Yeah. What's it about? Snow? We don't have any of that.
It's about the gift that God gave to us.
I mean,
so
it's
sure. about a gift.
Okay, it is about so, family.
No. It's not about family.
Can you explain to me what it's about then?
Christmas is about Jesus, James.
The reason for the season.
Yeah. Okay. No, but, and like, I think we even lose that with, I mean, I know this time of year, I'm like, because we were, James and I were in a production here at our church.
It was awesome.
And it was great.
Andy's wearing the hat that I wore.
It was fun. It was good.
You didn't count.
But like, at the end of the day, I'm like, man, I put in a ton of, like, we put in a ton of time to do
that.
We
did.
And so.
What did it accomplish?
People came to know Christ.
Yeah.
Here. I know two. I haven't heard about the second night, but the first night, like two people. And I'm like, okay, that's worth it.
And I have a story to share with you.
Okay. Are you going to share it on the air? Or is it
there? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of the cast members, not a cast, but somebody in the production, they had a sister, and he's a little bit older, but she hadn't been in a church in 35 years. And he invited her. And that night, she accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Oh, really?
And so you walk away from that, you're like, if we hadn't.
Done
something. I mean, ultimately, we had it, so let's celebrate the wins. Because some people be like, well, one's not enough. We got to get two or three. At what point do you say, this isn't worth it? But we already did it, and so it was worth it.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's the cool thing. You're like, I mean, we had a cast party afterward, and you got to see the community and everybody getting together, and you're like, it's not about the presence. It's about the community. It's about celebrating with Christ and just being like, man, you're the bomb. Jesus. And so
Jesus is the bomb.
It's really easy, especially when you're driving down the road, to forget that. Because I get frustrated with Christmas traffic. Right now, I'm like, this is dumb.
Oh, yeah.
I sat through this light up on the Lloyd for six times. I'm like, up, it's green. Up, two cars forward. Okay, red. And so, yeah, the Christmas season, we can't lose it to consumerism or just, hey, I've got to do this. Because, I mean, we don't want... Hey, look at that. We're on the air. One person.
Yeah,
can you turn it sideways?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to...
We're trying a new thing, if you follow Chris on Twitter.
It's just me.
Okay.
Just,
hey, look, there's somebody.
Oh,
hey,
oh wow, lots
Ken?
Of people.
What up? Okay. All right, so right now we are talking about Christmas.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but
he's just gonna hold it the whole time.
I don't even know where to set it. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
We got three people.
All right.
So now I feel like extra pressure to perform.
I know.
Right?
Hey. Recording the podcast live. Hey, thanks for joining us. All right. So, so we're talking about why it's important the production that we did, because we put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of time. But then I look at, like, okay, there were nights that I missed, like, being with my family.
Yeah.
And so my wife would send pictures of fun things that they were doing around Christmas stuff. So I'm like, I'm missing that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, but, I just had to remind myself, like, I'm giving this, like, this is a sacrifice. Like, this is something I'm giving to the Lord because I want Him to do things through it. And that happened. So, I don't know. I liked it, but I'm like, what can we do different next year so I don't spend so much time here?
How could miss, not be in it?
Now, yeah, I know. I don't want to miss time.
You can be like Pastor Dave and come up at the end.
With my family. So, yeah, just do that. So,
I think it's good to think about, though. Why do we... I think it's good when someone like this lady challenges you to think, why do we do what we do?
Yeah.
And especially a lady that doesn't even go follow to Jesus. Yeah, like, she doesn't care.
I mean, it's our holiday. Why wouldn't... We should be the best at it, right? As a Christian, I should be the best at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like Easter, too. Yeah. I should be the best at Easter. Jesus is risen.
Yeah.
Not Christmas... I mean, bunnies.
Christmas bunny. It's a new Easter tradition. The Christmas bunny.
Yeah.
He shows up with presents.
Oh, it's great.
In a basket. Okay. All right. So, let's switch gears. Because, let's go with the worst toys.
Okay.
All right, because...
the worst toys.
Oh, no, wait. Let's talk about traditions real quick. Because some people, I put on Facebook, what are your favorite Christmas traditions?
Hopefully they're not weird.
Yeah, because last week we talked about Christmas traditions. Our favorite was in South Africa, where they have the tradition of Danny the Ghost haunts children.
Yeah.
Because Danny stole...
He ate Santa Claus's...
Cookies. And his grandma shows up and is like, I can't believe you ate Santa's cookies, and then murders him, and then his ghost haunts.
Well, not murder. Killed. That's the difference.
What's the difference between killing and murdering?
Murdering is, I mean, he didn't have it coming to him, but killing is, he did. And he obviously had it coming to him. He ate Santa's cookies. You need to study the law.
All right.
Next week it's going to be great, all right? Yeah, so all those people tuning in, it will be
good. We have one right now.
They keep
looking at my big face. All right, so I don't know what I did to make it happen. All right,
what did you just do?
I don't know.
I'm glad, like, half of the people
listening
are going to be like, what's going on?
Okay.
Nothing's happening.
They're going to do that anyway. All right, so you
see half my face.
All right, it would be easier if I do this. Double dap. There you go. Oh, okay. There, that's better. Okay, I'll just do like that. All
right. Because it's wider, right?
Yeah, so I can see both of you. All right. Okay, so...
As you can see, Andrew's been holding a bat the whole time. He's ready to beat somebody.
And then I got this for Christmas.
You got a Dooku Zelda doll. I mean, Link doll.
Link Deku. So, Deku scrub. All right.
Oh, it's Deku.
Deku.
How's this Dooku?
No, they...
Count Dooku. D-E-K-U.
Okay. All right, so... some of the Christmas traditions. Andrew James said... that he makes traps in his house so burglars can't get in. So that's one of his favorite Christmas traditions. I like that one. That's a good...
He's got a great name.
It is.
Andrew James.
Two first names.
That was the guy who went to mission trip with us. Okay.
So, now, that's... What? I just want to see. I don't want to, like, walk in. He's got to show me where to step. Like, don't step there.
So I wonder if it's, like, Home Alone. Like, he sets his house up, like, Home Alone.
That's awesome.
How cool would that be? Right?
That would be terrible. I mean, I get it.
His family shows up. His family shows up. An iron comes flying down.
I know, right? All these things would kill real people.
Banking to the face.
They open the door.
Right? What about the nail in the foot?
They can't even get to the door because they fall on the ice so many times.
Not again.
All right. Jillian said her favorite is going to the Christmas Story house than watching it.
What? Where is that?
So she goes to the house and just watches the house.
No, the Christmas Story house.
I think it's in... Is it in Evansville?
Is it like a lot of lights on it?
No, the Christmas Story, like where they like the outside house of the where they film the Christmas Story. I think it's nearby here.
Seriously? There's a Christmas Story they film locally.
Do you know the movie that you shoot your eye out? That movie.
Oh.
Like the house that they use, the outside house. You'll shoot your eye out. You've not seen the Christmas Story?
What in the world? I do not know anything you're talking about right
now. Oh, my James! Oh, my goodness!
They show that on 24 Hours on TNT. Like, that's, like, one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
You know it's filmed here?
Oh, my gosh.
We gotta move along.
Wait, are you like, being real right now?
I am. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, the Christmas Story. Was Ralphie where he wants the Red Ryder BB gun?
And does he have glasses?
Yeah.
I've only seen parts of that.
Okay, man. Well, your assignment is to watch that movie. Okay. All right. So,
it's old.
No, it is old, but it's good. So she goes to the house. I'm guessing she watches the movie, not the house, because that'd be creepy. Right? She, like, just shows up. No. I'm watching the Bumpus's dogs in there.
She goes and looks at the house, and then she watches the movie.
That's a good tradition.
Damon said he posts the stretchy pants video every year, which is a video of me and a few other people dressed like an 80s rock band, and we like dance to the song.
It's I love it.
Stupid. All right, Quintil said we used to play monstrous game of. She said Manopoly, so I don't know if that, she meant Manopoly.
I think she meant Monopoly.
Monopoly.
What is Manopoly?
Because everyone would start. Here's why it's Manopoly. Everyone would start early in the morning until the final few survive till midnight. I loved it. Kids everywhere, snow, mammals cooking, silly cartoons on that big box TV, and the adults in the dining room eating, talking, playing cards, or looking at photo albums. So, that's a good... So, Manopoly...
That's very nostalgic.
Yeah, so... Or Monopoly. I guess it's Monopoly. Probably. But maybe they call it Manopoly because they start at the beginning of the day and, like, play maybe. All day, so...
Why would that make it man?
Strongest man survives.
You gotta be a man to... We have three viewers.
Hey.
How do I tell who they are? Like, I can't.
It'll just come up with their.
Oh, I just, I just double tapped it and flipped my giant face. All right. Hey. Okay. Wait, how do I know who it is?
When they sign in, it tells you.
Okay, well, I don't know who it is. All right. So, but thanks for listening. Yeah, right, they can chat because I can see their chat. So, yeah. If you have next? Questions for us, or you can tell us a favorite tradition.
Yeah, they can ask you questions.
Yeah, tell us a favorite tradition that you have. Yeah. So
just type it out.
And we'll say it. Okay. Tina said making potato candy. That sounds gross.
I've had potato candy. It's good.
You put gravy on it?
No.
Ketchup?
It's like sweet.
What?
Sweet potato?
No. No.
All right.
You may know it came from potato.
Tiffany said watching A Christmas Story while we decorate the tree. That's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
James doesn't know what the Christmas story is, so everybody yelled at him later.
I do.
Rhonda said, hiding the pickle ornament in the Christmas tree. That's a German tradition we learned last week.
Yeah.
We have a prize for the one who finds it. Our adult kids love being the one to find it.
Yeah.
To get money.
I've seen that.
The little kids, like, oh, I just found a pickle on a tree. I don't understand.
It's a real pickle, too.
Do you hide a pickle? Do you do that?
No,
do
I've seen pickle? The pickle ornaments, though.
Yeah, I don't like. I guess it's carrying over from German
which, roots. Why but, was that?
I don't know. They just do that. So, okay, thanks. Thanks
is that
for
it?
Yeah, that's all.
So what about yours, Andrew?
Favorite tradition?
We don't. We just get together.
Wow.
I have four older brothers and two cousins, so I remember, like, taking a picture with them on a couch, basically, since I was...
And that's still, your we, tradition? We hey, we're going to take a pic?
I mean, same, like, we open...
Same scene?
Kind of. I mean,
that's pretty cool, actually.
We kind of do, like...
You do what?
We've moved locations since we started, but we always get together and sit on the couch together.
Oh, take you.
Like,
okay.
I mean, that's...
So, my favorite tradition, we eat Chinese food at Yin Ching.
Ah.
But, so, we've been doing this, I mean, since I can remember, because we didn't always live in Evansville, but, like, even before Lotus Garden, when we
Lotus
lived in
Garden.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we'd go eat at the Lotus Garden. So, every Christmas Eve, we'd go to Christmas Eve service. Like, now we only do one. We used to. My mom would be like, okay, I found, like, four Christmas Eve services. Here's the time. So they're staggered. So we'd be like...
You're going to all of them. That's
oh, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it was like...
Dude, that's awesome.
But now there's a church in our area that does one at 11. Like, I know Catholics do midnight mass, but, like, there's another one that does...
Why don't you do that?
I just got a call from Pastor Dave because we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, that what he told us?
I just ignored it.
Pastor Dave, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, so...
You won by 85%.
Yeah, but that, yeah, so we go eat Chinese food every Christmas Eve after going to candlelight service. I did light a bulletin on fire one year at a candlelight service.
I bet that was sick. Cake.
Yep, my dad got pretty mad at me. I just lit a little bit and then I blew it out and then there's like smoke. It was not good. All right.
You know, you'll be proud of me. So this year, my family for Christmas dinner is doing Chinese.
All right.
Awesome. However, I'm not so happy about the restaurant.
The Canton Inn?
No, it's not the Canton Inn. Where it's like Gemini. Gemini?
Oh, yeah, like on the north, or on the, what's it called? Yeah, I don't know. All right. So,
yeah.
Do you guys go eat anywhere, or do you guys have, like, a traditional?
We always just eat at home, yeah.
Does your mom or somebody make a special dish, or?
Well, no.
Typical stuff. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the worst toys real fast, because we're wrapping this up. All right.
Number one.
So, these are, like, the worst, 10 worst toys for safety issues.
I tried to bring this in when I was talking about Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, right. And you totally moved on.
I know. All right, what was it?
It was raptor claws.
Jeff Bunting's calling. Wow, we got all these calls.
Raptor calls.
Raptor claws. Claws. Yeah, so why are these unsafe? These are not unsafe.
Obviously, I mean, if you attack somebody.
Yeah, so the warnings are choking hazard, small parts will be generated, not for children under 3 years old. So they say the hazard is potential for eye and facial injuries.
Well, so yeah. Where else are you going to attack with your claws?
Here's what they look like.
Okay. What about your favorite?
This. There they are. There's raptor claws.
What's your favorite toy not to get?
Okay. Well, let's talk about this one first, though. These are giant raptor claws that you get to wear on your hands.
Yeah, why? See, I don't understand. What about the Hulk gloves?
Okay,
like,
but
why
the Hulk
those
gloves, so you just punch.
They're soft.
They're soft.
Oh, and the raptor
if
claws.
If my son had these, my face would not stand a chance.
Yeah, they're like, they're point.
They're like this.
Yeah, they're sharp claws. So my favorite, there's a couple, the kick flipper.
Yes, right. The kick flipper.
So the kick flipper, it's basically a skateboard without wheels.
Yeah, that's what it advertises. It says that on the packaging.
It's, okay, so the
that should be the safest skateboard ever.
Without wheels.
Dude, I need some padding and like a helmet for this to go with my skateboard without wheels.
Nobody's watching anymore. Oh.
They can rewatch it though.
I know. Yeah, all right, so. Yeah, so the kick flipper, it says, age recommended 5+, caution, do not use on stairs, hills, or inclines, and other cautions.
Yeah.
So it says potential for head and impact injuries. So it's like, oh, you could, like, get a concussion.
Yeah, right? It's like real skateboarding.
The kick flipper is a rigid plastic board marketed to children, like a skateboard without wheels. Young users are encouraged to learn tricks and kick it, flip it, pop it. The manufacturer makes no mention of safety gear, and the children pictured on the packaging are not wearing helmets or other protection. Yeah, because you're standing on a board.
Like, why would I need?
It doesn't do anything. You just stand there and, like, jump.
This is genius.
I mean, yeah, it's the same reason that I'm like, oh, well, you gotta, like, wear a helmet when you jump in your house. Like, you're standing on a board and
you're trying
you jump.
Crazy moves. Yeah. If anything, it's harder without the wheels.
Yeah,
have you ever tried it?
There's no movement, right? You just
I cannot get this thing
no
to pop.
No momentum. There's no momentum.
No popping.
This is where I feel like I need to be a toy designer. Like, oh yeah, like the bounceless trampoline. So you have a trampoline, but yeah. It just sits flat on the ground.
Yes, that's genius.
That way, there's no have to worry about it. Yeah. So you're like, you're not going to fall off of it. You just jump on this little thing. It's
how many
great.
Toys could we do? Okay, let's just go through all of the toys. So you say bounceless trampoline. What else? What's another one?
Oh, there's like the slippery stairs. It's like you have stairs that have grease on them. Okay.
What?
Here's the folding trampoline.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Quick folding trampoline, head, neck, and other bodily injuries. They're like, don't do anything with trampolines. They're like, trampolines are the worst. Trampolines, yeah, they do have
a lot of hospitals. Those keep doctors in
business?
Yeah.
Well, then, if we want the economy going...
But it says use only with adult supervision, but they're like, on the packaging, there's no adult supervising this girl bouncing.
But she's having fun, right? Is there a smile on her face?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
See? I do. The one toy on here that I would get, the Smack Shot.
What's
that
the Smack Shot?
That looks awesome.
What is it?
It's the Splat Smack Shot.
Oh, it's a slingshot.
It is, yeah.
But it's a circle thing.
The warning is, do not... aim or shoot at people or animals. Launcher should never be aimed at eyes, face, people, or animals. Anyone within close distance should be alerted prior to firing. Hey, Andrew, I'm about to fire this.
Oh, my eyes!
It says it can sling up to 100 feet.
Sweet crackers, I'm blind.
I'm blind. Sweet crackers, I'm blind. You're not blind. The power's out.
Blind, independent of the power going out.
So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Poodo. It says make your own poo. James,
what? You make your own poo anyway. You know, it's probably a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
it's natural too.
And they say don't get it because it contains wheat. So like, oh, there could be allergy injuries. But it says that on the package. So why? Like, I don't know why they're so.
Yeah. This world against toys causing harm is a little bit strict.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of dumb. Now there is the other list of toys that are bad, and I like these because these are commercial free childhood. Because these are toys that ruin like playing outside and stuff like that. Because they're like this group, the CCFC, the Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood, is kind of against like iPods and different stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I like this because. Because it's about, this is more of the worldview stuff, because it's like, okay, what is this teaching children? Like, about their body image, about different stuff. Because, so the Bratz selfie stick with doll,
ooh.
They said that was not a good one. Okay, so here's their quote. Concern your little one isn't selfie literate yet?
With the Bratz hashtag selfie stick, your daughter will get more than a heavily made up, bizarrely proportioned doll and an accompanying teeny phone. She'll also get a selfie stick.
Hey,
Chuck, get in here.
Chuck Elliott, everybody.
Okay. He's made it. Oh, this is so good.
All right, so Chuck, we're talking about bad toys to buy kids because they promote, because of what they promote. So this Bratz selfie stick, she'll also get a selfie stick so she can take real pictures with her new sexualized Bratz friend. Great practice for her future tweeting, Facebooking, and Instagramming of every moment. So
selfie sticks, what we talked about last time I was on here.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's the only thing we talked about earlier. So
the lip shaped phone holder will encourage your daughter to practice her duck face whenever she goes, making this the ideal gift for your aspiring Kardashian.
Man.
Okay, so the Hello Barbie is like the one that's like everybody's freaking out about. So Hello Barbie. Yeah, prepare your daughter for a lifetime of surveillance with Hello Barbie, the doll that records children's private conversations and transmit them to cloud servers where they're analyzed by algorithms and listened to by strangers. Girls will learn important lessons like that a friend might really be a corporate spy, and that anything you can say will be used for market research. So, they don't like this doll because it makes them... Like, the doll talks back, right? And so, like, you're not using your imagination. So if you talk to the doll talks back, that doesn't allow for imagination. Like, you're not creating scenarios and stuff. But then it also says that these are, like, the servers are not protected at all.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, so people can get in and just take this information and listen to, you, like, in your home.
That's creepy.
That's really creepy.
Yeah. So, hey, it's Chuck. I'm saying that's really creepy, really creepy. Oh, Pastor Daisy!
Hey, come on in! Welcome to the show!
This is the Christmas episode. It's like that Christmas reunion where everybody comes, like, everybody come on in. So,
we're on the show.
So toys that promote things that are probably harmful or... Like, they don't promote good stuff about... So there's this book.
What about the Sky Viper video drone? What's wrong with that?
So, Sky...
Now, the drones are all the rage these days.
Yeah. Foster affinity for military-style surveillance while enabling your child to be the little Snoop you always knew he could be. With the Sky Viper video drone. So, yeah. So, it's just stuff that they're, like, encouraging kids to be a part of. So, we're periscoping right now. So, you're... Like, the world is watching you. So,
here's what I'm thinking. Selfie sticks. I was just at... Albion Fellows Bacon Center.
Okay.
We delivered a bunch of hams over there to a very special thing. We did.
Yeah.
Don't be making fun.
Chuck's the one laughing, not me.
Yeah, I'm not.
He is laughing.
No, they're just talking about selfie sticks, and you're talking about the awesome things that you've done for like...
This is about you, Finder.
Okay.
And one of the staffers held up a selfie stick to take a picture of us. So we were like, we're all over the news, Chris. I mean...
That's good.
All right.
I'm all for selfie sticks, but for kids, like, it promotes...
Narcissism?
Like 6 to 7 year olds?
Because the reason you have selfie sticks, like for us, like in youth ministry, we're like, okay,
so
we can
get
this.
More people in the picture.
Yeah, so we can do like fun pictures. But like, yeah, but selfie
for
sticks.
A group photo.
Yeah, that's why we.
So you can be in charge of a group photo.
Yes. But when it's other stuff, you're like, okay, this is not a good use of
it. When it's just me.
Yeah.
All day.
Me, my dinner. Okay, so, video drone, Sky Viper.
What about the Nerf Rebel Charmed Dauntless Blaster for your young daughter?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a gun, but they make it for you. It's a gun for girls. Okay, the one I do like is the brands we know. It's a book. It talks about all our brands. Okay, we do have to wrap this up.
You guys can't be leaving. All right,
I'm going to redeem the time, but it's nice to see everybody. Honored to be on the amazing
podcast
show.
Finder.
I know. I listen to you regularly.
This is our lead pastor, and he won't advertise our podcast because he's like, no. Nope.
Well, he's not been announced as lead.
I've never been asked.
No.
I've never actually been asked to be on the show.
He announced it on the news.
He did? How much did you win by?
We're going to wrap this up.
A landslide?
No, a landslide.
It was close.
It's 76%.
I had a dream it was 85. No, so I didn't know if that was accurate or not.
All right. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up in just a second. So thanks for joining us, Dave and Chuck, for a brief moment.
Let's tie this all in together.
Okay
right. So this is
let's
a show about
up.
Finding your view, right?
Yeah, your worldview.
From a Christian worldview perspective. Yeah. So Jesus is the Lord. So, what can we take away from today's show?
Well, don't use the force.
For your own...
But, commercialism So
focuses on you.
Yeah, but even like certain toys and stuff. So this Brands We Know book is all about like it's pictures of like Legos, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, like Nike. Like it's like, oh, why would I buy a book that's an advertisement for stuff I like usually consume or know about? So it's all this idea of like I've got to keep marketing, right? Like if I'm a corporation, I need people to buy my stuff. So a lot of times, like I think Sony's done a great job of this. Xbox, when they were 360, did a good job of this. Microsoft has kind of lost their way a little bit. They're getting back though. But that was the thing, right? They're like, oh, we're gamers too. Like we like the same stuff you like, so buy our product. And so yeah. people right now are totally brought into Sony.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, they're gamers. Like they like what we like. They're yeah. about us. They are, but they have to be, right? You right. have to be
to make money.
Yeah, to make money. So when this is our only concern, and that's what goes with like the selfie stick. Like we're promoting ourselves.
Yes.
So we want people to like us. We want more Facebook views. We want more people to listen to our podcast. We want more. And when it becomes about that, we lose our focus on our life should be focused on God and making Him known and all that stuff. And so that's where I feel like sometimes on the podcast, I'm like, okay, I want that to happen, but I also want a lot of people to listen to it.
So right.
Like we do. But, yeah.
I want people to enjoy the gifts I get them for Christmas, but I also want to feel good about getting those people those gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate Christmas shopping. I haven't gotten angry this year, so that's been good. I used to get really angry.
John Cena!
I get angry just because I don't know what to buy. And then I get mad because I'm like, oh, I don't know what to get my wife. I'm not getting her enough good stuff and all that. And I fall back into that mentality of like, I need to go to, oh, I went to Jared. That Subway guy opened up his own jewelry store after Subway didn't work out.
Oh,
so,
man.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. I plan on doing one more before the end of the year. So,
oh, man. It's going to be a party.
You. Hey, you guys have an awesome Christmas. Andrew. James.
Yeah.
Not Andrew James, but Andrew James. Oh, you have a great...
it was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Podcast Viewfinder episode 38. So we're going to say Merry Christmas. Everybody say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Somebody's watching, but it never shows up. Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Christmas magic.
Podcast Viewfinder.